What are you drinking?
Water.
That doesn't look like water. It's kind of got a pea color to it. What is that?
It's sweet tea water.
It's what?
Sweet tea and water.
Oh, sweet tea?
Uh-huh.
Just plain old sweet tea? Not alcoholic sweet tea?
All right. It might be sweet tea flavored vodka.
I thought so, Oprah.
Oprah? Are you calling me fat?
No.
Dang.
No, you know how that's what I, whenever I thought so, Oprah. I don't think so, Oprah. That's my, you know,
is that
my
new
thing. No, I've been saying that for years.
I've not noticed
I don't think
that.
So, Oprah. I say that all the time. See, if you knew anything
if
about
me. If
we
really knew each other.
If we really
right.
knew each other. See, I knew that that wasn't water because I know you.
Oh, no. You saw me pour it. What? Dear goodness.
That's because I pay attention.
Do
See,
you
if
now?
If you paid attention, you'd know that I always say, I don't think so, Oprah.
Out of the two of us, I'm the one that doesn't pay attention.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Would you know my birthday if Facebook didn't tell you?
July 29th?
No! Dang!
July 27th.
Good job,
Thank
but you don't win. There's no prize
for
I'm second
kidding.
Place.
I knew what it was. It was the same day that they opened IKEA. God, I don't act like I don't know. Hey, welcome to Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets. Is this four or five? Five?
I don't know.
You've lost count?
We're having so much fun. Who needs to count?
Right. It's been a couple weeks since the last time we did it. We experimented with it in the bed.
And that worked.
It worked. Is there a reason we didn't want to do that again this time?
I was afraid I'd fall asleep.
I was thinking that, too, because you kind of came in from work. All right, let's go do this. I don't want to get tired.
I don't sound like a man when I come home from work.
I know. Well, you said it more like this. Let's go ahead and get this done, because I don't want to get tired. No, you didn't. I'm kidding.
I'm getting a sick butterfly on you.
Yeah, we had to bring the dog down, Butterfly, so she didn't bark the entire time. We are back down in what is...
The studio.
The studio. Basement. People still love that. I still get that. The people. Yeah,
awesome.
I always liked it when you were down in the studio. Basement. At Remasculate Studio. But this isn't the Remasculate show. This
no,
is the Wrinkled
yes.
Sheet show. But we just get...
Every time I'm down here, I'm like, we need to decorate. First, we need to put up walls. Then we need to decorate... Any drywall people out there, call me.
I wonder what it would cost to...
Just to put up...
Just
like,
drywall. Just cheap-ass drywall.
Yeah. You don't have to build walls. It needs to be open.
I wonder what the cheapest you could actually get a basement done. Because if you look for, if you put walls up, you couldn't do that because then you got
it's
the ceiling.
It's going to make it confined if you put walls.
No, I meant... It has to do the sheetrock.
Oh, the ceiling.
The, you know,
yeah.
The walls around
and
the
drop
outside.
Ceiling.
The ceiling's there and then the cement floor. I'd be okay with the cement floor, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of stylish.
But I would like to be able to decorate, and it's hard to decorate with that, whatever that is.
That's
it's
insulation.
Like insulation with plastic.
What is
over
that?
It.
It's insulation.
I'm not a construction worker.
I know, but if you paid attention and knew.
Because you're a construction worker, and I should
YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
So you were a construction worker for Halloween once.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Was. So that
I bet you look pretty sexy in a tool belt.
I did.
I've never seen it, though.
Had a little plastic Bob the Builder hat.
Was it pink?
No.
It would go with the YMCA theme.
It would. So did you have a good Christmas? Of course you did. I was there. Next question.
I was almost like, really? I was the other person in the house.
Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? Of course
I
you did.
Did.
What did you? What was your favorite gift for Christmas?
Oh, that's pressure.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I really like my pink slippers, my Betsy Johnson pink slippers.
Everything you got was pink.
I know. You did well.
Thank you.
I'm easy to shop for.
Thank you.
If it's pink.
She likes it.
I do.
What else did you get?
I got a pink workout outfit.
Mm-hmm. That already ripped? I bought shit clothing, apparently.
No. I just need to lose weight.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
You bent over and the sleeve ripped out? That's
yeah.
How big your butt is? If you bit,
I bent over and my elbow blew out.
That's
Dang.
I bent over and it put such tension on my whole outfit that my elbow
wow.
blew out. Is that what you're saying?
No, that wasn't what I was saying.
That wasn't what I was saying either. It wasn't even what I was joking about.
Hmm. And what else did I get? I love my Marilyn Monroe shirt with the sweater.
Yeah, that's awful nice.
Yeah.
You haven't even worn that to work yet, so I guess you didn't.
That's
like
really
that
not much. A work outfit. A Marilyn Monroe shirt.
No?
Hi, I'm a floozy.
Well, where can you wear that? I think that would be okay for work.
You
I mean,
think?
Yeah. It's not like it's skull and crossbones or a big marijuana leaf. Like, welcome to Colorado.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe I'll throw that on tomorrow. But it's not super warm.
And it is snowing tonight in Cary, Colorado.
Yeah, but it's still very pretty. Now that I have all-wheel drive.
So you're happy with your gifts?
Oh, I'm very happy.
Unlike the children that took to Twitter that hated their Christmas gifts. Did you see that?
And that's when I would take away whatever electronic device they're using to post on Twitter.
OMG, I didn't get anything I asked for. My mom got me this iPad. Like, I need it. Did you see the one of the...
No.
Yeah, there was
I know adults that would take that from you happily.
Oh, I know. But how does that make us look to other countries?
Brats. Like we're idiots. They already know we're idiots. Whatever.
Do you really think they think we're idiots?
Don't you think we're idiots?
Some days. Especially when I read whole articles about kids that take to Twitter hating their Christmas gifts.
Yep.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm just looking at something.
What?
Betsy Johnson.
Are you shopping while we're trying to do a podcast?
No. No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
God, you just want to stop?
No, I'm sorry.
No, you could just stop. No, hold on. We'll just pause it while you shop.
Stop. Will you stop? Oh, dear Lord.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Yes, I'm good.
No, you...
I'm done. Will you stop pouting? I can multitask.
Oh, what if? That's what the kids say today.
What if? And totes instead of totally.
Yeah, totes. Where'd you hear that? Somebody said totes.
Was like, yeah, totes. And I was like, is that a bag? Like a tote?
No, totally. Why don't you just say tea? Why don't you just bear it down
very
to
old.
Tea?
Very old.
Well, there are more and more things are just going to letters.
It's like
Sunglass Hut is SG. Have you noticed that at the mall?
Uh-uh.
And then Hot Topic went to HT. There's HT outside.
But why?
Because we are a go society. We got
to
go. We don't have time to look at whole words. Our eyes just have to look at letters and know what it is. We're
That's
a text
ridiculous.
Society now.
Ridiculous. I don't agree with that.
That would be IDAWT.
That's it.
I don't agree with that.
You're funny. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's...
Do you think it's ridiculous, or am I being an old lady?
You're being an old lady.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, thanks.
Enjoy your life.
Great. I'm hooked up with an old lady.
Really? I know I have my old lady tendencies. I got to work on it.
You're an old soul.
I am an old soul. That's why I thought we worked out well together. But you're like 12, mentally.
OMGFGPI...
Huh?
Nodding my head, shaking, whatever.
What? Yeah, what was that you said?
What was that? Shh.
It was pretty funny. It caught me off guard.
SMD, shaking my head. SMD.
SMH.
Shaking my head. That's right. SMH.
OMG. SMH.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Shaking my head.
And you just kind of pulled that out of your patootie, didn't you?
Well, I had heard somebody do something like that at the mall when I was up in Detroit. That was.
Oh.
Shaking my head.
See, if I was a world traveler like you, maybe I would be cool.
Yeah, but you're on the World Wide Web looking for purses and stuff.
No, I'm not.
Not now that I just said.
You know, I'm actually searching JCPenney, because remember that hot pink sparkly backpack? I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, the Betsy Johnson backpack.
Can't stop thinking about it. And so I was hoping it'd be on sale, but it's not even on their website, so that concerns me. But I read an article today... Mm-hmm. About brands that are likely going to disappear in 2013.
Like whole stores or brands?
Brands and stores. And JCPenney's is on that list.
Really?
You know, like, I think it was last year, they did away with the coupons. They're just like low prices every day.
Yeah.
And their sales are down over 20% from last year. And their internet sales have plummeted more than 33%.
Whoa.
And I was so happy we went into JCPenney. I was like, Betsy Johnson's JCPenney. Does that mean she's on her way out? But I didn't want to think about it because I like her style.
And the mall. We went to the Park Meadows Mall, the nice mall here, and they had just redecorated the store. And the guy was like, I hope you like the store.
Yeah. Great customer service, but there was nobody there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
But it was a snowy night, so the mall wasn't as populated as it could have been.
Do you normally shop JCPenney's? Would that be on your list of I should look at Penney's?
I've never been a JCPenney's person. But now that I've, you know, been in it. I just wasn't raised a I was raised a Walmart girl. I know. Don't judge me.
I have to, because you see my tweet today? You can put a man on the moon, but you can't find a cure for Walmart?
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
See, I'm just saying that I'm just saying. See what I'm saying? I was always a pennies guy, raised that way because with the small towns.
They had the nice stuff growing up.
They did. Pennies did? Pennies was just the place that had...
I grew up poor, okay?
There were satellite stores. Like, Pennies had these things, like smaller stores in smaller towns. That you could either buy some objects or they would order them for you.
Right. Yeah, and
when I was a kid, growing up, there was a lot of stuff ordered when I was a kid.
Oh.
A lot of, you know. Sears did it. Montgomery Ward's did it.
I remember Montgomery Ward's.
There was a whole lot. Look through the catalog, and then we'll go down to the store, and we'll...
When did Montgomery Ward go away?
It's still going. Ward's. It's still called Ward's. It's Ward's now.
I thought it all went away.
No.
You don't see... They where might is it now at that anymore?
Huh?
Where is it now? I've not seen one in a long time.
You know, I'll have to Google bitches and find out.
Yeah, do that. But anyway, I would be sad if JCPenney's goes away because I just discovered it.
Well, I think a lot of the brick and mortar stores are having trouble because of...
Will you define that term?
Brick and mortar?
Mm-hmm.
Those mean actual stores.
Oh, gotcha.
Because they are made out of brick and the mortar that holds
them really
together.
That's really the only one on this list that is a brick and mortar store. Do you want to know what else is on
the
list?
Yeah, what are the rest of them?
Mitsubishi Motors.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I guess they're not doing well.
They made the Eclipse and some great
cars. Yeah, but you don't really hear about those cars anymore, do you?
That's true.
Research in Motion, which is BlackBerry.
Oh, well, I knew that.
Everybody used to have BlackBerry, and now they've all...
Yeah, because
BlackBerry kind of forgot to keep continuing their processes and advancing, and they kind of... I have a BlackBerry for my work phone, and I hate it. I hate it.
It's no longer the smartphone.
Right.
It's the grandpa phone.
And Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, which is the magazine.
Yeah. All of just the magazine or her? Like, she's becoming irrelevant.
I think it's mainly the magazine.
Okay.
Because they're not getting advertising for it because nobody really buys print advertising anymore. American Airlines.
They're going bad?
Yep. They filed for bankruptcy in 2011, and buyout rumors started this past spring. Maybe they'll actually improve their customer service.
Maybe so. Maybe they'll turn into Hawaiian Air.
I love Hawaiian Air.
I love Hawaiian Air. And their juice, and their nice people.
Oh,
and the
so
food
nice.
That we're served. Real food.
I know. It wasn't like crappy food, like cardboard. And the last company on the list is Avon, because they kind of...
Ding dong!
They neglected to go online until recently, and they're kind of...
behind now.
You already have all of these online, makeup... Mac.
But you had to have the Avon lady. That was part of their deal. It was a personalized deal.
Yeah. So that's kind of sad.
What else?
That's it.
That's all.
That was the last one. But those are some pretty big names.
True.
I think. I was shocked.
What store do you think, other than those, would you predict might go out of business?
Dillard's. Because it's kind of like JCPenney. Who goes to Dillard's anymore? You have a stunned look on your face.
I was just thinking about how it...
Have you even thought about Dillard's?
I go to Dillard's every once in a while when I'm just walking through the mall. But it's, again, not on the my list of I should go look at Dillard's. You know, another one that I think is... Maybe it was Dillard's. No, it wasn't Dillard's. No, maybe it was Dillard's. One of the mall stores that I went to at Christmas time, I thought... Whoever buys for this store needs to update their thinking, because everybody, if you didn't wear khaki or plaid or you didn't boat or camp,
it's kind of that preppy.
Yeah, like everything in the whole men's section was like that. Maybe a couple of things that might be, you could wear these to a rock show.
Right, which is what you look for all the time.
Yeah, I look for individual things that one or two of these, and not like. There's 15 of these shirts, and there's...
Right.
I don't ever understand how people go into a rack and go, I love this blue checkered shirt.
Well, if you're...
Boring?
Okay. I have a day job, And I have to dress kind of that boring. It's you don't want to stand out too much.
Why?
Because there's dress codes.
There's still you could still as we've just had discussed, you could stay in dress code, but you don't have to be boring. I think people just seriously are afraid to be. Do you see what she has on? Do you see what he wore today?
Right.
It doesn't all have to be khaki and boring and.
Right. But are you taken seriously if you show up with like a skull tie?
I think you're taken seriously if you do your job and excel. They'd be like, I don't care if he came to work in a banana outfit. This guy does more than any of you people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I could see that. I you know that shirt I have that has skulls on it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's collared and it can be taken. I had worn it a few times to work and people would be like, oh, I like your shirt. Oh, is that skulls? Oh, that's interesting. And then I wore it on Halloween and... The CFO of the company, or CEO, the big boss man, was like, very nice, very appropriate for today. I'm like, crap, I can never wear this outside of Halloween at work, because big boss man's like, yeah, very appropriate, but would he say the same thing if it was December 15th, you know?
Yeah, but he just put the two and two together. That's all it was. His head and Halloween went together.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you don't ever wear that any other day than today.
Right. I guess.
That's girl thinking.
I know, we read into everything.
You do? Is that all girl thinking?
I think that's all girl thinking. Mm. I was having a good conversation with my girlfriends before we went and saw that ballet the other night, mm-hmm. and I think we all...
Are girl thinkers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about that on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine all the time. You know?
Your other podcast.
Yes, when I was like decorating the tree, I'm like putting up ornaments thinking, what other women in your life have done this? And... Kristen said that she has done the same thing because Trevor's been married a couple times as well. And you just kind of go, who else has touched this? Who else, knowing that stuff like that has been around for a while? Why do you look so stunned?
I don't know. I just think, I never thought about that at any point in my...
I do every Christmas.
I never like used one of your pots and pans and thought, wonder what other guy has cooked with her stuff.
But that's a pan. That's a pot.
Yeah, it was a Christmas ornament.
But Christmas ornaments are kind of sentimental and have meaning, especially yours. Like, it's not like you decorate your tree in all silver balls. You have, like, ornaments that are very eclectic.
True.
And there's, like, meaning behind those.
But I don't even remember what it is anymore.
I bet you do if you thought long and hard.
Seriously, I don't. Like,
you pay attention.
Like, huh?
And you pay attention.
And I even pay attention. Like, the penguins. I love the penguins, the silvery, icy-looking penguins. I don't even know where they came from.
Is that two out of four that we have now?
I think so. They've been dropped lately. And
I didn't break any this year. Booyah!
They're not down yet.
That's your job. I put them up. Oh, we haven't discussed that. Here we go.
Are you saying there's girl jobs and boy jobs?
No, I just...
That's what
you stuck me with putting them up, so I think you should...
I stuck you with it.
You put the tree up and said, I'm going out of town to go make some money and...
I'm going to go make some money and pay some bills. OMG, shaking my head. Oprah, I don't think so. And I come back and...
The tree's decorated. I do that every day. I go make some money to pay some bills. Don't say it like that. You said it like that.
I did?
Yeah, like I just sit around and do nothing.
So what do you think of the boy jobs and the girl jobs? What are they? When people say that. Like the other day, Kristen, the producer, and your other podcast, she goes, no, I think there is boy jobs and girl jobs.
Yes. I don't know how to operate a lawnmower, and I don't expect to ever have to learn.
So that is a boy job. You think that is just absolutely...
That is what my dad taught me. He's because we had a cool riding lawnmower because we had a large backyard. And I was like, teach me how to do that. And he's like, no, that is not something a girl should be doing.
Because girls can't drive?
No. Because it's dangerous. You could cut off a toe.
Oh, yeah. On a riding lawnmower, you got to cut off a toe.
I don't know. He didn't say that, but... No, I believe there... I think it's kind of blurred more than it used to be. But there are still... Like, I really don't like taking out the trash. I think that's a boy job. That's gross.
It's stinky.
Yeah. But I'll scoop the cat's poo.
You don't mind doing that? And that's really
stinky. My cat... No, it's dried.
It's really stinky. Like the dog's breath today. I think the dog's breath. I actually said
the
smells
dog
like
had a
the quote
had
was smells like shit, and you go, "Is it eating the cat poop again?" And yeah. You know what? You're right. That's kind of what it smells like, the dog's breath.
Yeah. You know, I buy clumping litter.
What does that mean?
It could clump in his stomach.
Well, don't they just poop that out, or would it just turn into a giant clump that they can't get out?
I don't know. You gotta ask Dr. Kevin that kind of stuff.
Oh.
That's a Dr. Kevin question.
Dr. Kevin, if the dog eats clumping
litter.
Cat litter, was it?
Will it?
Does it clump?
Come out?
I wonder if it works like, you know how kids, if they swallow a magnet and it, they get, you know, have you heard about that? The kids,
no.
They'll swallow a couple of magnets and they stick together and then don't come out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You haven't heard that?
No.
Like, that's why little magnet toys are so bad, because if they swallow them, you know, they're just going to stick, whether they're on each side of something.
Oh.
You know, one might be higher than the other one in the intestine tract, and
ooch. That would be
stick
painful,
together.
I believe. Yikes.
Think that's what might be causing your trouble?
What are you talking about? I got no trouble.
You don't have any magnet trouble?
No magnet trouble.
Just checking.
No, I think I just ate too much for Christmas and had a stomachache afterwards.
Oh, I ate way too much of your chicken pizza yesterday.
But no, that wasn't that unhealthy.
No, but I say it was, like, too much.
Like?
Like, I ate and I felt bad for kids somewhere in the world. That's how much food I ate.
Well, I'll finish that off for you tonight. You can have the rest of the leftovers. You have tamales.
I'm going to eat the deer meat tamales. You won't even try one of those.
It's too spicy. OMG, shaking my head.
Stop with that. I would love to try it, but I really do think it would be too spicy. Because I love deer meat, but...
Can't we work on your spicy?
I have tried. You've witnessed me try and, like, and I'm just like... And then I just drink more, and I have to pee a lot. What?
Nothing.
But I guess that's what they say. Drink, like, two full glasses of water before you eat a meal.
So it fills you up, and then you don't eat as much.
Yeah. I've been drinking two full bottles of water when I first wake up in the morning before any food even hits my lips, because I've heard it like sets the precedent for the rest of the day.
Well, what has caused your massive workout routine here lately? You're doing three workout a day.
Christmas. Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Christmas.
I got it.
Yeah. And I've had an issue, and I'm trying to research on how to stop this, but I have become very addicted to sweets. I like totally cut out sweets for like a whole year of my life. And now I've slowly like integrated it back, and like I can be full.
And now you're like just a man that's been released out from prison right
yeah.
into a whore camp.
You're yeah.
Like,
well, like I'll be done with dinner and I'll be full, but I'm craving something sweet. In the middle of the afternoon, 2 p.m. is usually about the time it hits, and I'm, like, craving something sweet. So I've switched my lunch to about 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So then I'm headed to the gym.
Wasn't there a commercial about eat this to fight the afternoon grumpies or something like that? Wasn't there a candy bar commercial for that?
Probably. And I don't need a candy bar. That's not going to fix my sweet tooth. So I'm trying to, like, just work on it. We got rid of all the cookies.
Is there something? Is there some kind of something you could take to fight it off, like an abuse for alcohol? Is there some kind
not
of
that I've
sugar
found.
Sugar abuse or something?
If anyone has any ideas, let me know, because I haven't found anything, and it's like crack. I think I've actually read that your brain gets trained for sugar.
About like a Pavlovian dog kind of thing, like
yeah.
Normally I'd be burning.
It
some
started
sugar right
with Halloween, like we had. Candy in the office, and so the afternoon, you know, I was working out pretty good because we're getting ready to go to Hawaii, and I was like, I can have a piece of candy. I'd put it in my Fitness Pal, and I know what calories it was, and it's not like I was being reckless, but just that sweetness.
Have you been doing your Fitness Pal?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't see you do it at the house anymore. I used to see you do it on the laptop all
it's
the time.
It's all on the phone.
Okay.
Like yesterday, I knew what I was making for dinner, so I put it in before I came home. A half of a pizza, which I didn't even eat.
Because sometimes that's when you know, you get to a certain point and you blow it off. And
no, I know and my days when I blow it off. Like on my cheat days, I don't use my Fitness Pal because I don't want to know. It's usually on days I don't work out because, you know, my goal is 1,200 calories. But when you work out, you get more calories added to how many you can eat. And then when you don't work out, you don't. And 1,200 calories is not a lot.
What if you just stuck to the low calories on the workout day? Wouldn't that be actually better than you're burning more than you take in?
And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm trying to do. As you notice, I'm not eating.
You're allowed to increase your calories on the days you work out. I'm trying to burn this shit off. So right, why do I want to increase weight?
I have a lot of excess calories on days that I do my 3 workouts a day. But I'm not losing weight. Like, one of my coworkers who doesn't normally work out was in the gym tonight. And she's like, so when do you work out? I was like, well, in the morning and after work and sometimes at lunch. And she's like, oh, how much weight have you lost? And I'm like, nothing.
I've lost a small baby.
I'm like, well, nothing really. And I've kind of fluctuated, but I think it's the holidays, and I'm hoping to get better after the new year.
You haven't lost anything?
Well, I've been up and down. I have, like, when I was at my heaviest, I haven't. That was 9 pounds heavier than I am now.
I am 6 pounds heavier than before Thanksgiving. Mm. So I have fluctuated. Since then, I mean, you know, like 188, 185, 187, 186.
I think you guys fluctuate more than us girls.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Like, it's easier for you guys to just drop weight. Probably go to the bathroom and there's 5 pounds.
Yeah, that's true. Those are the ones you want to take a picture of.
Ew. But I've lost 10 pounds since.
Are you saying you've never taken a poop you wanted to take a picture of?
Stop. I've lost 10 pounds
saying you've
since
never
July.
Are you saying
high five, Janet? Thanks.
Good job, Janet. Have you? Are you saying you've never?
No.
Never?
No.
You've never been impressed by one?
No, that's disgusting. Ew. Ew.
No, you've never at one point.
No.
Thought, where's my camera? I should send this to Ashley.
No.
Really? Is that just a
no.
guy?
No, I
that
think
just
she
a guy
would
thing?
Like defriend me. No, we don't share poo.
I didn't say you share.
We don't even talk about poo.
How come we do?
Because you boys are gross. What is that? Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails and girls are sugar and spice and everything nice.
Well, that was the old days when it actually was true. But now you're like...
What are you saying? I'm not nice?
Now you're like alcohol and razor blades and everything that...
Really?
No. Not all the time.
What? Oh, my Lord.
What would you say?
Uh-oh.
What would you say is the one thing that does set you off, like, on down the, because I've seen you a couple times where everything's like fine, la, 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 and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, what is it? Nothing.
I think when I feel like I can't control something.
That's what kind of
switches your trigger. Or I have a plan in my head, and it doesn't go the way I planned it out in my head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then it sends you down.
But I'm trying to work on it. You don't understand. You've been, like, awesome. Like, I have learned to chill a lot since I started dating you.
Because I am the Zen master.
No, because you're just kind of like, whatever.
Whatever.
And so I learned quickly. I'm like, well, I can't really plan much with him. I don't really know what we're going to do.
It all seems to work out well,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think when you make too many plans,
right,
then you get disappointed.
Right. And I learned that a long time ago. But I still, like, envision how something's going to go. And then when it gets, like, changed, I'm like, wah, I don't know what to do.
Like, we were talking about this today. Trevor, after our show, Remasculate, on TRadioV.com, we were talking about how some people plan their shows. Like, they're still... They're radio people, and they can't get away from that.
Right.
They plan out the shows, and they talk like, how do I get back to this other subject that I want to talk? And Trevor and Joel, our producer, said, because that's the one thing I really like about the way you do your show, is it's totally freeform. I mean, I may walk in with just an idea or have no idea or say, this just happened to me on the way in, and then that's going to fill 2 hours. Because your brain...
It spins off.
And Joel was saying that he likes... And I like it when we do this, too, like what we're doing.
Right.
We just have conversations, and it takes you down. And you can actually see it in somebody's face. Like, this has sparked something in me, and I want to take it down this path.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of times that's necessary for good...
But there's a difference in what we do and radio. Radio, you have 2 minutes. Sometimes not even. You know,
but
when I was on radio, I had, you know, intros to song and then maybe 2 beds an hour that were a minute.
But aren't we all noticing that radio is dying?
Yes.
Like people have finally gotten to the point that You know, we're a little smarter than this. And how many times did you ever hear, no more than one thought a break? Two at the most.
Yeah, you're going to overload them with information. They're going to be, like, frustrated and turn the channel.
How is that possible? Have you ever been having a conversation and listening to a friend and go, hold on, stop. You just changed subjects.
Right.
I cannot. Wait a second. You were just talking about your dieting, and now you're talking about radio. My head is going to explode.
Right.
See what I'm saying? It's like they become ignorant to there's so much research that they think they've narrowed it down.
Right. I think they're overthinking it, as is the world, you know, in many things.
So how for a world subject where we haven't talked about the shooting back in Connecticut. Hey, fun topic, everybody.
Yeah.
But do you think that was handled right in the media?
No, it was way over-publicized. I knew way too much about what happened. I did not want to see kids coming out of a school that were crying.
And them trying to interview them?
Right.
What'd you see?
Their children. Their children. I was a senior in high school when Columbine happened, and so I was kind of
That's right, listeners. She was. Ta-ching!
I don't remember the media coverage. Uh-huh. Because I wasn't around TV. It was, you know, you remember your senior year. You're go, go, go. You really didn't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
What was the media coverage like when that happened?
Crazy.
And you
the
were
same,
here.
The same way.
Was it the same way, or has it progressed?
That's why everybody's saying that stories need to be reported and dropped instead of just keeping them going. Or actually, one of the things I was reading the other day is that they're too eager to get it on the air. Mm-hmm. They want to be the first, and they want to do this. So they're telling
Misinformation. Yeah, how many times was it a 24-year-old, and then it was a 20-year-old, 24 or 20? They kept changing the age.
The age of the person.
And because they kept getting, they thought it was
assault
the
rifle,
brother. Then
but it wasn't.
It wasn't the brother, and then it was the brother. He had the brother's ID in his pocket, and it was just like.
Instead of just saying, a breaking story, we will
let
you know as this develops.
And yeah, there was then they found another adult that had been killed at another location. Well, it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
Too much. And, you know, you were out of town when that happened. And I turned on the TV stupidly and just sat there. And they had a full 2 hours of just talking about that.
And
they wonder why people are depressed in society. You sit there and throw that negativity at them for 2 hours. It was a very sad, sad thing that happened. But I think that... Am I wrong?
No, not at all. I think you just – I paused and started thinking when you were talking about the negativity of stuff.
Right.
I think the whole – I won't say the world because we don't live in the world. We're connected to it. But as far as the United States, I think we definitely live in a semi-depressed kind of attitude society of like, I don't have that. I can't afford that. They get that. Things were better. Everything you turn on the news, jobs, we've lost this. We're just this negative instead of, you know, good morning, neighbor. How you doing? Have a great day. You know, we're all like, did you see that horrible thing last night on the news?
Right.
I did. You know, the tone of people is different.
I used to try and post positive thoughts every single morning. And people used to really be nice and be like, oh, you're always so happy and positive. And then, you know,
then
other people made fun of me.
Are you looking at me when you say that?
Yes. You're like, oh, happy, fluffy, pink clouds, blah, blah, blah. But I found it refreshing to always try and stop and be like, what is positive about today? What can I make happy today?
Well, that's probably a good deal to wake up and have a positive slide in your projector.
Stop.
You know?
Yes. And you go, instead of... today is only Monday. I have 5 more days before I can get a weekend.
Or be pissed off like you came out. I'm not saying you did, but when you came out and it was snowing and the roads were, instead of, you know, something, ah, Christ, it's snowing. Ah.
No, I was happy it was snowing. I was just shocked
it's an attitude of how you look at things.
Right.
You know, like, I look at snow like, cool, it's snowing.
Right.
It actually makes me, and then the people that will walk out and go, oh, Christ, I got to drive in this shit.
Ashley, what?
Ashley
hates driving in snow. Because I guess when she lived in New York, like, she didn't have to go into work when it snowed. Like, they're like, work from home. She's just been spoiled. And her dad would drive her places when It would snow. She's just been spoiled.
Chauffeur. I need a chauffeur.
Yeah.
I want to make so much money. I have a chauffeur and a chef and...
I am your chef.
That's true. Okay. I want a chauffeur.
You paused. You don't like my cooking.
I
it's
love
not
your cooking.
Spicy
I just
enough.
Said I overate all the chicken pizza shit you made last night.
It's not spicy enough for you. It's too bland. Too vanilla.
Well, I did eat it, but I would have liked to put a little hot sauce on it.
For Pete's sake, it was the California Pizza Kitchen recipe.
I know.
We go there, and you don't put spicy on it.
I sprinkle the red pepper stuff.
Well, we have that. You could have sprinkled it on it.
Well, if you're going to yell at me, let's just stop the podcast.
I'm not yelling at you. People are going to think I'm mean to you.
See? We caught it on tape.
And if that's yelling, your life's pretty easy.
I know. It is. Well, we're at 35 minutes.
Oh.
We can keep going if you want to.
No, I guess we're done.
No, we can keep going. We can keep going.
No.
We can torture people with our lives.
Our boring ass lives.
I don't think they're boring. I think that's actually one of the reasons that we get, like...
People that listen?
Listen.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian B. Yeah. Thank
you. We love you, Brian B.
Thanks, Kenny Wilson and Kenny Mace. We appreciate you listening.
And Katie.
Yeah, and Scotty there in the UK. We appreciate you, too.
Yeah.
Well, your podcast just got new. You're Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. You just got sponsorship.
Yeah, we did, by Relax Wine. I'm doing the dance with my head.
Relax Wine.
I'm very excited.
And you can find them at Relax Wine. Wine.com or RelaxWine or Relax.com?
This is new. It just came through today. I don't know.
Oh. Oh, sorry. Relax Wine. Google, bitches.
They're awesome. I like their Pinot Grigio.
Well, you drink it almost every time y'all do your show.
Right.
You drink it during the show.
And it's a twist off. And you know how I am with wine.
Snooty?
No, a twist off is not as snooty as the cork. But you
well,
know
I
how
bought
I am.
I bought you a wine plug for Christmas. Does that go on a screw off?
I bet it could.
Okay.
I don't buy screw offs for the house. It's
you would if
show.
It was relaxed wine.
I would, yes. But, you know, never mind. I have the hardest time opening wine bottles that have corks in them. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite weird.
He's like Corky trying to open a cork.
We went to your family's house on Christmas, and they've seen me try and open a bottle of wine.
That's why they took it from you immediately.
No. It was funny. I walk in the kitchen, and I was like, I'm going to open this bottle of wine. Or I would like to open this bottle of wine. Or have this bottle of wine open. She's like, okay, here's the corkscrew. And I'm like, we've witnessed this together. Why don't I make your coffee while I
why, you
give
to get
you
the cork
bottle?
Out instead of me just shoving the cork down
like,
into
I
the bottle.
I have learned many tricks on how to get the cork down because I can't get it up.
That's sad that you can't get it up.
I'm a girl. I don't have to get it up.
Go! Go! All right. We got to go. We're going to leave on that
I'm getting
note.
Cut off.
We're going to... She's talking dirty. Your parents might hear this. That is ridiculous. They don't need to hear that kind of shit.
So throw the S word out there. Just throw it.
Like wrinkled sheets. This is the end of Wrinkled Sheets number...
55.
Whatever. Who knew? We don't know.
Totes.
Thanks for listening. And if you like us, share us with your friends. Facebook us, put us around.
Yeah.
Give us some ideas.
Steve Mudflap McGrew.
Yeah. And you can email me at McGrew@msn.com or find us on Twitter. It's at Steve McGrew. And you are?
PinkBarb27 on everything.
Everything. Like PinkBarb27@yahoo.com. PinkBarb27 on Twitter.
And I'm facebook.com/pinkbarb27. Yeah.
Look at just.
I branded myself when I was 16.
You know, brands are very important.
I
we learned that on Hawaii 5-0.
I just didn't want to forget my username.
What is that guy on Hawaii 5-0 with the head that looks like a six-pack of donuts strapped to the back of his skull? The one that's the shrimp
truck?
Oh,
yeah, the shrimp truck guy. I don't remember
his name. Yeah, I can't remember his name. I love him.
Yeah, we didn't see him in Hawaii.
No, we didn't see him. We didn't see his shrimp truck either or his helicopter tour. But
great.
That was fun.
I wonder it. Oh
no! Go ahead. Go ahead. What?
Thinking of him in a helicopter. What's the weight limit in a helicopter?
I was thinking that too.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to start a helicopter tour. Ooh, can that bitch even get off the ground with you in it?
And three or four other people? Probably not.
I don't think so, Oprah. See, I brought it around, and now we're leaving. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.